With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Star Companion Podcast. My name is David.
And I'm Zach.
And we are the internet's
premier
Star Trek
fan
podcast. That's right. Yes, sir. Coming at you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We worked on that.
We did.
Did we? Like 70 episodes in. That's how you get to there.
Fucks.
That's right.
Fucks yeah, Dogsy.
That's right. You gotta...
Coming at you.
Little beard guy and a tall twink.
Is that me?
David likes women like Hoshi, so he's not a twink, just so you guys know.
Thanks for straightening that out. I do have a type on both sides of the aisle.
What?
You can follow us on every major podcasting platform. If you like what you hear, head on over to patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
Wow.
And give us a buck or two.
Yeah, just a buck or two.
Or maybe our maximum contribution. You could do that too if you'd like.
I expect no one to do the maximum contribution.
I think we have one person doing it, right?
Well, so Troy is at our maximum.
That guy's a hero.
Realistic contribution.
That guy's a hero. And,
let me tell you guys something about our hero, Troy. A, he's a hero. B, he supports independent fucking radio.
Was he really?
Us.
Oh, okay.
God.
Really?
Oh, independent radio.
Troy likes ham radio shows like ours.
We really appreciate fans like Troy and... I mean, we appreciate all of you, but...
But Troy the most.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of heavy interaction with Troy. And, you know, I'm going to South America in November, which means I'll only need Antarctica, Africa, and Australia.
There you go.
And when we go to Australia, we're going to surprise kidnap Troy and make him, you know, be our friend for God knows how long and... Record some episodes.
And if you would like us to kidnap/surprise friend you, you can contribute the maximum amount of contributions that we have. And we'll fly to wherever the fuck you live, whether it be Indiana, Wisconsin, any of those countries.
That's right. And...
Yeah. Doesn't have to be Australia. It could be...
If you want to talk about... It could be what?
It could be any of those countries.
It could be any of those countries, including Indiana, that country.
That country.
Is that where you're going with that? you can also send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We 100% would love to hear from you.
Additionally,
I've been noticing some people have been going back and listening to Broken Bow.
Really?
So I know we have some new listeners that haven't quite caught up to this point yet.
Good.
And when you get here, thanks for going back. And however long it took you, just know that, like, this journey, it's a long road, you know, getting from there to here. You know, and you just...
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time, yeah. It has been a long time. And, you know, you got to have that faith. Having that faith of the heart means you need to send us an email delineating how much you enjoy this. And so anyway, I think our email plugs got better as we went on.
I think so, too.
And so the people that are early on catching in on it, they're not going to email us or anything. So for those of you that do hit us up and all of that, thank you. And sorry for this annoying plug, but we really want to connect with the fans, with you guys. You guys are great. And look at this. It's a sticker. Yes, it is. That's a sticker that we want to give to you.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen, for your viewing pleasure and for your listening pleasure as well. It's a sticker. It's a circular sticker. And the sticker has the name of our podcast in the middle. And we would never encourage anybody to put this on stop signs
or bar restrooms. Ever put it in a bar restroom.
I saw someone who put it up at a coffee shop the other day.
Oh my God,
and
yeah.
And I promptly took it down.
Shut up.
Because defacing public property or private property is wrong.
Uh-huh.
But I appreciated that level of commitment
when you put it up there, did you then just promptly take it down?
When I saw it up there, put up there by a fan.
But we were together.
Yeah. And
I heard your tummy rumble. Was that a tell?
No, that was your tummy.
That's a tell. You're lying.
Anyways, today we're reviewing Star Trek Enterprise, Season 3, Episode 7. The name of this episode is The Shipment.
Stardate Unknown.
And
but I think at this point they've been in the Expanse like 6 months.
We start the episode with a previously on Star Trek Enterprise.
So, fun fact, if I remember right, this is the only time... Yeah, this is the only episode of Star Trek Enterprise where the opening recap starts with a narration previously on Star Trek Enterprise. All other episode recaps start with previously on Enterprise.
Sans the Star
Trek. Without the Star Trek title, even in future episodes.
And really?
Yeah, what?
And who says it? None other but Dad.
Dad. That's our dad.
And previously on Star Trek Enterprise, we had a really creepy episode. Go back and listen to our review of it if you're a new listener. It was really creepy. But here we are at the new day. And Enterprise has followed this lead set forth by this telepathic rapist in the last episode. Wow. And we have come to this planet, name unknown at this point, I guess. And on this planet, they are producing chemosite.
Chemosabi.
And the chemosite is being used to produce the Zindi weapon at this point.
Whoa, dude. We need more chemosite. At least 100 kilos.
We're from a different part of the galaxy, but we use the metric convergence.
That's right. In a matter of weeks, just a few before completion destruction of Earth.
Metric's not only European, it's galactic.
Nice. They got different tech than ours.
They do. They the scene that Zach's referring to is at the Zindi Council of Doom.
Doom!
When they say, how long until this weapon is... is
matter of weeks.
A matter of weeks. What? But there's another season and a half left. How's that going to happen?
Well, maybe the Zindi arc only lasts a season.
Really?
I don't know.
Okay.
Could be.
Interesting.
There's some fallout.
So they... So they arrive at this planet, and Dad, Reed, and a
Mako,
Major
Hayes.
Major Hayes of the
Dad needs to know where this weapon is and get Major Hayes, goddammit.
And they take a shuttle down.
Reed is hella jealous about Hoshi's telepathic friend, by the way. There's a throwaway line, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
He's like, maybe it's not like where we want to be. Because, you know, he was kind of a rapist and a creep.
Well, Reed's also, in case you forget, the lead security guy on board Enterprise.
And he's, the international man of mystery.
He's looking for threats, wherever they are, wherever
he's
they exist.
He's got a threat meter.
Yeah.
That's right.
And part of his threat assessment...
Set level? What?
Part of his threat assessment is saying, as they're descending into the atmosphere of this planet, he says, anybody who looks up at our shuttle will say, hey, that's a meteor.
Yeah. And then Dad goes...
Cool.
Big smile. Yeah.
And I just love how Dad insists on being part of reconnaissance and infiltration missions.
Okay, yeah, there's a certain point where, okay, at the end of this episode, I'm going to jump right to the end. They send Dad into the ship.
Right.
The most dangerous position. Send the fucking Mako, are you kidding me?
Yeah, or send Reed, your head of security or something.
Anybody else than the most important character.
That's a really good point.
Drives me fucking crazy.
They head into this, they find a laboratory.
Well, they find a laboratory with Star Trek Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Radiolytic compound, Captain.
Inside this laboratory, they're producing the Xeno, what is it?
Chemosite,
yeah. And you can tell they're alien scientists because they wear three belts on their laboratory suits. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. But I believe you.
You want to know like why they call them three belts?
Because they got three belts on?
Yeah.
That reminds me of this rapper.
Dad, they infiltrate this laboratory.
We can blow it up, but where's the chemosite going? That's what we need to know.
That's what makes me angry. Dad follows the head scientist home, and his name is... Graylick.
And he goes, hey, David, I have some questions for you.
I have a series of questions.
Sit down.
I want them answered immediately.
Apparently, he lives alone. Everyone sniggers.
And Dad pulls the old stand outside on watch while I turn off the video camera and
tell me about the chemosite.
Interrogate this
you
guy.
You said you weren't involved in making weapons. Explain this.
What is this?
I want to know where it's being built.
Graylick says, I have no idea.
What?
I make this chemosite for numerous applications.
I have lots of clients. I'm in demand.
Yeah, you know, it could be used as a chemosider.
Lubricant. I'm a chemosiderman.
Nice. So Dad doesn't know who to believe. He goes and talks to Reed. Reed says, they drew first blood.
First blood.
You got to get in there and slap
7
them around.
7 million. Humans.
Humans. Meanwhile.
Oh, for those of you that watch season Succession, there's a great reference to Quark as their background in the last episode of Star Trek Picard. I forgot to bring that up.
What?
Their alibi was Quark of Ferenginar. And I was like, hey, Quark. Anyway. Meanwhile,
on board the Enterprise.
We get Phlox ain't never scared to touch a bug, Denobulan.
We get Phlox never scared to touch a bug, and we also get a Trip and T'Pol, and they're basically deconstructing and trying to take apart this Zindi weapon, and they find out that the Zindi actually use cum guns.
Oh no! He opened the door. If you like cum jokes, Phlox Sala, season one, between 15 and 21, it's in there. I'm still unclear on what exact episode that is, but it's funny, and it is riddled with cum jokes.
Between 15 and 21.
It's there. It's in there. We have a good time. Yeah, they use a cum gun, but it's like a larva cum gun, you know? It's a biomass weapon, and of course, no one knows biogenic weapons better than Phlox, you know, Mr. Batman, Mr. Phlox ain't never scared to touch a bug, Batman. You know what I mean? This guy.
Phlox never scared to touch a bug.
He ain't never scared.
Never been scared. Meanwhile.
Perhaps they've become as untrustworthy as the reptilians. Reptilians!
Yeah, back on the planet, Archer continues to interrogate Graylick.
Dad's going buck.
He's going buck. And he says, who the fuck are the Zindi? And Graylick basically reveals that there was once bird people
A bird person.
And they once evolved from dinosaur people.
The avians.
But now they're just, you know, they're just pets and they just sit in cages and they're lined by old Zindi newspapers. Papers. And,
this is a good bit.
He also reveals that the bird people once lived on sticks and cleaned their beaks on their feathers. But there was a great bird feed famine.
Oh my God.
In year 3020 or whatever year it is.
I'm done. I'm out. It's beyond 2151.
Yeah. So. 51. Well, you'd figure that the Zindi don't go by. I mean, like the...
Oh, Year of Our Lord?
Yeah, like the
Chinese... Common Era?
Yeah, like the Thai people go by, like, different year. You know, it's, like, year, like, 3,035 or whatever in Thailand right now?
It's year, like, 5780 in the Jewish calendar.
Yeah, and that, I think that sounds about right.
I don't think... I mean, maybe for modern humans.
And for the Mormons, it's, like, year, like, 50. Get it? Because John Smith was alive in like the 70s.
I get that. Okay. I do get that. It's going to reassure you. Kitten mittens.
I do get that.
They're spying on. So Degra shows up.
He's a member of the Council of Doom.
Yeah, Council of Doom, and then the Mako and Reed and Archer are all watching. Maybe it was just Archer and Reed, and you're telling me they only brought one pair of binoculars on a recon job? Kidding me? They gotta pass that shit back and forth?
That's hilarious.
It's fucking nuts.
It's on the gun without a scope, that whatever the Mako guy has.
Sure, the Mako guy is fine.
Yeah, but you never see that scope on the gun.
It's on the gun.
You're right.
It's a space gun.
Ah.
You see? You have a space gun and it just works. That's why he brought a space gun.
You see? It makes sense because, logic prevails.
Degra's looking for Greylick, and, you know, as you know, Greylick takes walks.
He does. In the forest. Yeah. He hunts scarabs.
Yeah, not the Admiral Forest. No.
He takes walks in Admiral Forest?
Whatever.
In what? Admiral
what would Forest? You like the most, you see?
Meanwhile, back on board the Enterprise, Phlox has confirmed that the weapons that the Zindi use are indeed organically integrated. And he's actually bred some of these grubs in an aquarium to feed his bats and
filthy bastard
monkeys and shit.
You know he's gonna feed his animals those grubs.
Yeah, this is some kind of weird B plot that's going on, and it kind of continues for the rest of the episode.
It's a better B plot than meeting your estranged son after like what is probably a meth addiction, and he has a kid, and then it's a Romulan's kid, so he's like the kid's like half Romulan.
Wow, that sounds eerily familiar to an episode of Picard that we just recorded recently.
What?
Picard, maybe season 1, episode 5?
Good God, you're wearing the same clothes.
What?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God, Ronnie.
Annie, you're breaking my heart. Oh my God, Ronnie.
Back on the planet.
Love Jersey Shore.
The Zindi... Yeah, I do too. The Zindi Council of Doom has showed up. And they want their xenocyte.
Chemocyte.
Chemocyte.
They keep throwing the z from the Zindi in there.
They want their almost called it xenocyte. Their chemocyte. They've come early.
3 days early.
Which
three, you know, I'm sorry. They've come 3 Zindays early.
They've come early, and that's nothing to be ashamed about.
Oh. Come jokes.
Yeah. They want their chemocyte.
God.
I can't remember.
What a cheap joke.
And they're like, where's Greylick? And they're like, well, let's go check on him. And as the Zindi are overseeing production of this chemocyte, mm-hmm. the guy says, they're a little behind in production. And the reptile says, ah, God damn it. And the other guy, the humanoid, says, maybe you can practice a little bit of patience like these part of the Zindis, and the reptile goes.
Oh wow!
He hisses.
It's like snake jazz.
So they go and try to check up on Greylick, and Greylick says, "Look, Captain, you've been interrogating me for like 2 days now.
What are we gonna do?"
And I gotta tell you, dude, I'm on your side. I didn't know that my...
You gotta trust me, my dog.
I didn't know this chemocyte
I mean, my fellow ape.
my fellow ape void. He says, you gotta trust me, dude. You gotta trust me. I didn't know that this chemocyte was being used.
You have lots of clients, by the way, remember?
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Manatees in
many.
Reptiles indie, birds indie. He says you gotta trust me, and they're like, okay, let's go into the forest. And while they're in the forest, some reptile drones
seekers
show up, and Archer blows up one, but Reed misses his,
even though he's been practicing his whole goddamn life to shoot a thing.
Head of security.
Yeah,
that's your head of security.
They come up with a plan, right? And the Abe Zindi goes, then we'll give them their chemocyte, but it won't be exactly as ordered.
It's gonna be different.
It'll be tainted xenocyte. And he says, chemocyte.
Zendocyte? Jesus Christ, dude.
Archer says, great plan. So they send Greylick back. And Greylick just shows up at the laboratory. Hey, what's up? What's going on, guys? I was just out in the forest.
Walking.
Hunting scarabs for a few days. Hope you guys don't mind.
You know I walk.
The reptilioids and humanoids show up and they say, God damn it, where were you? And he says, I was just out hunting scarabs. Is that cool? Can I do that? Can
Dad?
I?
Dad?
And they're like, yeah, I guess so. And he's like, I'm going to run some last minute checks on this
I need to test stuff again on the Zendocyte, right, David?
Chemocyte. Chemocyte.
Oh, okay. Trying to catch you there.
And you know, so this is of course after Archer allows Greylick to go back to the laboratory.
Mm-hmm. He trusts him.
He says, I'll let you go back. And so Greylick says, sure, okay, and he runs off. And Trip says, permission to speak freely, sir.
Yeah.
Archer says, go ahead, and he says, I don't think it was a good idea letting that Greylick go, Captain.
Was that your British accent?
Wait, no, that was Reed. Reed says, I don't think that was a good idea to let that Greylick go, Captain. He says, okay. And the other guy says, yeah, I don't think so either.
Are you speaking freely as well, Major?
Whoa, Dad.
Noted.
Whoa, Dad.
Dude, Dad was hot.
He was hot.
Whole time. Hot.
Greylick arrives at the laboratory, does his tests, and they taint some chemocyte. Dad puts a chemocyte tracker on board the Zindi ship.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. Dad's the spy, I guess.
The infiltrator. They had Dad go a whomping and a whooping into an enemy shuttle alone.
And they only were able to track him on a shitty scope.
Scope that was on his gun.
Yeah.
Please reference earlier in this episode to that one.
Dad successfully plants it. There's a whole kind of, what would you call it, diversion thing where Greylick stands outside with the other guys and says, hey, by the way, what's that chemocyte being used for? And they're like, oh, well, there's a genocidal species of aliens out there trying to kill us all. And he says, oh, okay, well, yeah, you guys want to hang around for a beer? You want to go grab a beer?
Mm-hmm.
You guys look like you can use a beer.
Maybe a beer, smoke a bean. I got to get my guy off that.
I got to get my guy. Get my guy time is what I need to get.
I need guy time.
Yeah, I need guy time.
Good cover.
And they say, oh, we don't need guy time. We need to head back.
We need to kill the humans.
So they head on board their ship and they're none the wiser. And Archer and crew, Archer and away crew meet up with Greylick there at the end, and Greylick delivers one of the best lines. He says, I hope you remember that all Zindi are not your enemy.
That was a good line.
That was a good line.
Yeah.
And I like that because it kind of sets a dichotomy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Zindi are the enemy, but not all Zindi are the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important distinction.
Yes. I think that was a very good recap of that episode.
Thanks.
I have some other notes here.
Do it.
So, as of this episode, Enterprise has been in the Expanse for 3 months.
Okay.
Greylock reveals that the Zindi homeworld was destroyed, and Enterprise had seen the notes. Mm-hmm. I mean, seen the remains.
That's true.
Scott Bakula once referred to this installment as a, quote, great episode. And you can see him smiling right after he says that. You know, he smiles.
That dad smile.
Yeah, exactly. And the
it was a good episode. I really liked this episode.
No, it totally was a good episode. The next one's good, too.
It is, yeah. It's very good.
So, let's see. Let me see if I got any more notes here. I said that thing. Chemosite is a material, right, being refined in the Zindi outpost. It's mm-hmm. also cargo that Quark and Rom try to smuggle to Orion while accompanying Nog to Starfleet Academy, which is a hilarious episode.
Okay.
And so that's fun. And then that's it. Yeah.
There you go.
This has been the Star Companion.
Boom.
You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. If you liked what you heard, send us a buck or two at patreon.com/thestarcompanion. If this is your first time listening, please, for the love of God, at least check out Voxala, but maybe it would behoove you to go back to episode number one. If you came because of Picard, welcome. We've been watching Enterprise. Long live and prosper, says David.
Loveling, yeah.
Yeah? Live long, prosper in life? What is it?
You can follow us on...
We're on all major podcasting platforms.
That's what I meant to say. Yeah. No.
I was trying to butcher that statement for comedic effect, and it didn't go good anywhere. Save. So, you know, that's how we do.
Good save.
That is how we do. Thanks for listening.
That's the way the cookie comes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.